Pretty incredible story, highlighted by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel, who joins us on Tuesdays here on Wisconsin's Morning News. Lori, I find this very inspiring. I know you're a big runner, and you had an event just recently that I want to ask you about. But you tell the story in the paper about this marathoner who's marathoning with a new heart.
Yeah, I've never really covered anybody like this. Derek Lindstrom is 60 years old. He's from Grafton, and he has done more than 100 marathons in his lifetime. And he was ignoring kind of the warning signs, some of the things that were telling him that something was wrong. And then he finally realized he was in chronic heart failure. His heart function was at about a 6% rate, and the normal range is like between 50 and 65%. So his heart was really in bad shape. So after waiting and getting treated for many years, he finally got a new heart last December. And what's incredible isn't just that he's 60 years old and he's still running, or that he walked himself to the operating table himself. He's a little stubborn. But now he's back exercising again. He's hiking. He's walking. He's just did a cycling race. He texted me this weekend, and he has plans to do more big runs in the future. It's on the front page of the Journal Sentinel today. It's a really cool story.
Well, that's probably the best thing he can do is to keep up this level of exercise just right. to stay healthy. I mean, good for him.
In all honesty, not quite the level that he's looking at. You know, his doctor, what's really cool is that he's super motivated, and he's, you know, it's almost like an obsessive trait that a lot of these endurance athletes have. And his cardiologist, Renee Corsell, who's amazing at Frederick, kind of wants him to ease into it for a year. But yes, how you take care of that precious heart, that transplant heart, the donor's heart, is so important to the success rate of the life that you get out of that heart afterwards. So him being active, it's incredible just how, you know, we don't have to do marathons, but being kind of stubborn and keeping moving, it's kept him alive.
The Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel joining us on WDTMJ. Speaking of being active, so you participated in Trek 100 recently. That's a big deal. Congratulations on your completion.
Well, that was, I'm never doing that again. No. the Trek 100 is a great race. It was a ride. It's in Waterloo. It was last weekend. It's a huge fundraiser for the Mac Fund. And I believe they just did another $1 million. Trek Bicycle Company does it top notch. The volunteers are incredible. This year is the first year they had mountain bike. Of course, as well, and mountain bikers. But I'm done with the storming rain, 59 degree, 25 mile an hour wind rides. I'm just done with that. That was, you know, you're riding through country fields and there's manure everywhere, and now there's rain on it, and there's wheel is spitting it up, and everybody's just streaked, and we're like, yeah, it's mud. Sure, it's mud. So it's a great event, though. I've done it 5 times. I love it. I care about it. Anybody who was out there volunteering, thank you so much. It was cool, but no more rain.
I don't know.
All for a good cause.
I don't know. You might be back. I don't know. The draw will lure you back on that bicycle, I bet.
You're coming with me, both of you guys, right?
When I go, it'll be 88 degrees and humid. That'll be the difference.
Right.
Thank you, Lori. Congratulations on your completion.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care, you guys.
Yeah. 6:58.